Our reading this morning is taken from the Old Testament in the book of Judges, and you'll find this on page 240 of the Old Testament section. I'm reading from verse 25 to the end. That night the Lord told Gideon, "Take your father's bull and another bull 7 years old, tear down your father's altar to Baal, and cut down the symbol of the goddess Asherah, which is beside it. Build a well-constructed altar to the Lord your God on top of this mound. Then take the second bull and burn it whole as an offering, using for firewood the symbol of Asherah which you have cut down." So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did what the Lord had told him. He was too afraid of his family and the people of the town to do it by day, so he did it at night. When the people of the town got up early next morning, they found that the altar to Baal and the symbol of Asherah had been cut down, and that the second bull had been burnt on the altar that they'd built there. They asked each other, "Who did this?" They investigated and found out that Gideon, son of Joash, had done it. Then they said to Joash, "Bring your son out here so that we can kill him." He tore down the altar to Baal and cut down the symbol of Asherah beside it. But Joash said to all those who confronted him, "Are you standing up for Baal? Are you defending him? Anyone who stands up for him will be killed before morning. If Baal is a god, let him defend himself. It is his altar that was torn down." From then on, Gideon was known as Jerubbaal, because Joash said, "Let Baal defend himself. It is his altar that was torn down." Then all the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the desert tribes assembled, crossed the River Jordan, and camped in the valley of Jezreel. The Spirit of the Lord took control of Gideon, and he blew a trumpet to call the men of the clan of Abiezer to follow him. He sent messengers throughout the territory of both parts of Manasseh to call them to follow him. He sent messengers to the tribes of Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they also came to join him. Then Gideon said to God, "You say that you have decided to use me to rescue Israel. Well, I'm putting some wool on the ground where we thresh the wheat. If in the morning there is dew only on the wool, but not on the ground, then I will know that you are going to use me to rescue Israel." That is exactly what happened. When Gideon got up early in the next morning, he squeezed the wool and wrung out enough dew out of it to fill a bowl with water. Then Gideon said to God, "Don't be angry with me. Let me speak just once more. Please let me make one more test with the wool. This time, let the wool be dry and the ground be wet." That night, God did that very thing. The next morning, the wool was dry, but the ground was wet with dew. Amen, and may God add his blessing to these readings from his holy word.